morning. This is K2PCB. This is K2PCB. K2PCB listening prank calls.
This is KE2GDQ listening for any calls.
Good morning there, Brad. K2PCB here.
Good morning, K2PCB. How are you?
I am not doing too bad. Are you just getting on, or, I know normally you're in here a little earlier. I gave a couple calls out, and then it's perfectly fine. I was just curious if, we were having, technical difficulties again.
Yeah, there is, still the frying bacon in the background, on your end, coming from you.
There is still frying bacon?
Yeah, there's a lot of noise on your signal.
But if I switch over to this, it's completely gone?
That is affirmative.
I find that so strange. Everything Ross and I, we were looking at yesterday and or talking about yesterday, it seemed like his node was not the issue. I find that really weird. Yeah, because this is direct. I was even doing some echoing yesterday. Oh, that's what I could do. Well, why don't we do that? I'll turn the echo on and see if that connects into the echo. And after we say something, it'll repeat back. So, one second. Let me turn that on. I'll see if I can. Okay, this is K2PCB testing 1234, K2PCB.
Audio level is just about right.
Okay, this is K2PCB testing 1234, K2PCB. How does that sound when you do it, Brad?
Audio level is just about right.
How does that sound when you do it, Brad?
This is KE2GDQ, testing the node. How does this sound?
Audio level is normal.
This is KE2GDQ, testing the node. How does this sound? Well, Travis, when it comes back, it says my audio level is fine, just like yours. But I still have that crackling sound. From Ross's, which is weird, but when both of you guys come in direct, everything's fine.
I don't know what's up with that. So this connection right here, this connection is through the internet, so the Raspberry Pi coming in. So, maybe it's something in that connection there, maybe it's something in that audio line.
Okay, that could be, you said you're, well, there's a Raspberry Pi in there someplace?
Yeah, but that if it was the audio line between the Pi and the radio, then that reflected message that we just listened to would have sounded bad. And I don't think it did.
Okay, so when the node paired it back and said audio level was normal. I still had the frying bacon in the background. And then when I did it, it said my audio was normal. And it still had the audio. I could still hear the crackle in the background. So it seems like it's on the transmit side.
Thinking about how we can further identify that source of noise and or even say that it's Ross's side versus your side. I just have to think about that one some more. Anyway, we made it to Wednesday. I keep watching the weather, and the weather is not looking good for Saturday. Saturday was supposed to be our Oak Orchard kayaking outing. I would have preferred to do Saturday than Sunday, but Sunday's weather is looking better. I'll have to continue to keep an eye on it. and keep the conversation going with the group to decide what we're going to do.
Yeah, Karen and I have been monitoring the weather to see the levels, because we're going to have the grandkids all weekend, and I see Saturday is the probably the worst day potentially for rain, and it's also the Lancaster Amateur Radio Club Hamfest out in Alexander, which could be a damper if it's raining.
Actually, I think it's potentially time to start making some backup plans. Well, I'll pause and then open it up to anyone else that wants to get in. This is K2PCB.
Morning, guys. KC2PED.
KC2NVM, good morning.
Brad is experiencing, when he's listening to your node, that seems to not be there when you talk to him direct.
Yeah, that's still puzzling me. I don't know what that one might be. I'm not hearing the fried eggs on my end of it. I don't know.
Brad, you bought that Nano VNA, right? Have you hooked your antenna up to that and or put a dummy load on the antenna end of the coax and looked at the condition of the coax and looked for losses? By chance? Nothing heard. Interesting. Back to you, Ross.
So, Brad, Travis was trying to tell you, ask you if you have that Nano VNA. I think you can hook up to your coax. See if you have any, like, big losses or anything that could be contributing to your frying eggs. And it seems like you didn't hear Travis the last round, but I did.
I do have this Nano VNA. So Travis was saying that I should hook that up between the radio and the antenna and see. Yeah, I can. Won't be able to do that for a while, but I definitely can give that a try to see what's going on. Because I hear you coming in direct. There is some static early, which isn't unusual. I got to figure this out. It's just so strange.
Yeah, because I'm at Broadway. Actually, I'm at Pavement in Erie. Usually I hear you, like, loud and clear, but I'm not hearing that right now. Anyhow, so I heard Chad talking to you a little about field day Saturday. He said it wasn't looking good weather-wise. I'm kind of humoring if I wanted to go or not, but I haven't quite decided yet.
Field Day or Hamfest in Batavia?
Hamfest, the one in Alexander, I think, isn't that this weekend?
Yeah, you referred to Field Day.
Yeah, I meant Hamfest.
K2PCB 73.
Being there, Travis. Yeah, I was wondering who was pondering about going or not. I know it's... Let's start 6. I don't know. If it's that early, I might head out then. And before my wife leaves for work, I can get back maybe by 9 o'clock. I'll have to see.
All right, 73 is KC2 NVM.
All right, Brad. Seems like it's me and you and everybody else heading into work. I'm still about a little ways out. So I'm still kind of confused about your situation with your frying eggs deal there.
Yeah, I am too, because right now you're coming in direct, everything is clear. After you drop, I can hear your node, and the signal's really weak, and but I can hear the Roger beat, but it's real weak, and there's a lot of static on it.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of that. Yeah, I was just wondering how, I'm still confused about that. Yeah, I get distracted, and I do get a little, when I get closer to Lancaster, obviously, my node gets a little weaker, but I expect that, and it senses a little bit, which I expect that as well, too. Oh, you're just getting farther away from it. But it's nothing out of the norm for me, I guess I should say.
Yeah, I would imagine, you know what? I may have to try using an HT today, go outside and use my HT and maybe even the 2-meter Yagi if I got time. That would be a good check because that's obviously a different radio, different antenna, because I could point it towards your house. And we know that it worked before, and I haven't changed anything, so I should be able to hit your node pretty good and see what comes back.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got time to experiment, go for it. That's part of what the hobby's about. I have to say it now, Brad, even though I'm coming down Commerce here, I'm almost to Central, I'm getting a good signal from you, but I can still hear some static in it. So, I don't know, it might be something I'm hearing. But don't change anything until we know for sure.
Okay, so you're picking up static off my transmission, even though I'm coming in direct. Okay, that helps.
Like, don't change anything. Like I said, I'll do some more troubleshooting on my end. It's easy enough for me just to throw an SDVR meter on mine and see if that's the problem. It's really easy for me. If you wanted just to tinker around on your end, you can do that as well. Totally up to you.
Yeah, one of the things I can check, too, is look, because I have all my names in my memory. So I don't always know what frequency they're on. So what I can do is pull up the program list, go through channel by channel and see, okay, this channel is, the 2-meter band, and see if I hear the same thing on the 2-meter band as I do the 70 centimeter band as I do on the 2-meter band, and see if there's something to do. Today is going to be kind of a busy day. Tomorrow we'll be busy. I'll be on the air early tomorrow, but then probably not Friday or Monday because the grandkids will be here, and they're usually up around 6:30, so that'll be like breakfast time or so. So I probably won't be on the air Friday or Monday.
All right. Well, no big deal. Like I said. Yeah, you can't think ham radio is just a hobby. Like I said, family comes first. Same thing on my end. I try to keep my node up 100%, but sometimes I can't accomplish that, hopefully. I try to do as most. That's why I kind of have backup. Backup to backup. That's mainly what I have. Like I said, it's just the thing that I wish I knew what was like wrong right away. That's exactly what the problem. But, I don't know. Can't talk. Like I said, stuff like that puzzles me. When it puzzles me, it bothers me. And I won't stop thinking about it.
No, I hear you. It puzzles me, too, because everything was working really good. And I guess this is part of the hobby, right? Everything was working really good, and then all of a sudden, it just not working very well. That is strange. I gotta dig into this. This is really weird.
Yeah, because I would expect to hear the same like frying eggs when I get away, like I get at work, but I don't. Like I said, I get the fencing, which is normal. You're losing signal part of the time, and that's what the fencing part is, but when I get parked here at my normal spot, it sounds like it normally does. So that's why I'm puzzled. And then, like I said, I was hearing you not as good as I normally do, but it's still a puzzle to me.
because like after you just unkeyed, your node came back. And it was static on it, so that, yeah, I am baffled too, Ross. Hopefully early next week I can do some testing and figure out.
Yeah, because I should hear the same fried eggs on my end. And I, like I said, don't hear that. So, but, yeah, whatever. Anyway, you're going to go to the Ham Fest, Dick Alexander. Didn't Jeff say it was in Batavia? I thought it was in Alexander.
It is in Alexander. It used to be called the Batavia Ham Fest, or still is. But W2SO took it over, I don't know how many years ago. But it is held in Alexander. And, you know, I've seen emails from the club, and they're talking getting there at 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning on Saturday to get set up, because I guess the gates open at 6. The gates, I guess, opens up at 6. And they said pretty much everything is done by 1 o'clock. I'm not going to be able to make it. The grandkids will be here. So the next Ham Fest that I can go to is the Lancaster Ham Fest that is, or is it Lancaster? Or there's one in Lockport, I think, in September.
Yeah, I don't know why I have the itch to go. I just don't have, I don't know, I got to go and look. I got to go shopping. That's what the only thing I can go for. I got all the radios I need. I don't need anything else, really. Yeah, I guess I'll just go see if there's anything to grab. I think that's the only reason why I would go. I'm not in the market for any radios. I probably won't be until I get my general. That's probably what I should work for. I should work for my general first, and then I at least have something to go shopping for. I have to go for a HF rig then.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, is shopping for an HF rig. You know, I kind of like to, I like the idea of what Jeff sent, but not being a Facebook user, I'm not going to create an account for that. Yeah, to go to a Ham Fest and be able to talk to the person face-to-face would be a good idea. So that's what I'm looking forward to, the one in September.
Yep, I think I'm just going to go browse around, maybe. I can talk to the wife, see if I can leave early. Or I'll leave there around, like, 8:30 to get home so I can see my wife off to work. She leaves around 9. So maybe I might just go for a little while. But, all right, Brad, it's that time. Hopefully, this problem, we either find out what it is or sorts itself out. But we'll get there. We'll get there. So, KD2GDQ, this is KT2PET. Okay, here's Brad. You have a good day. I will talk to you on Friday.
KT2PET, this is KT2GDQ. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.